Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about teaching. Unwrapping the gift of teaching. The Bible says if your gift is teaching, then teach. But as we've talked about with each of these gifts that God gives to his children, they're generally not gifts that are exclusive. They're typically gifts that are given in different measures. There's a responsibility for all of us to teach. In fact, Paul writes and he says that at this time you ought to be teachers, but you're still eating baby food. And so there's this realization that whether our gift is teaching in any type of formal setting or not, we still teach. We teach with our words. We teach with our life. We teach with our example. And so each weekday morning, we're going to unwrap teaching. And we're going to begin the broadcast part of our week talking and praying about teaching as a disciple maker. What do you hope to accomplish as you teach? Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, Jesus says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Memes that show up from time to time that talk about effective teachers are in it for the outcome, not the income. And I love the thought behind it. I mean, obviously, income's important. We live in this culture that we have with money. And so it's not discounting the need for income, the need to pay good teachers and to pay them well. But generally, the reason they're good at what they do is their heart is in it. It's true of just about every occupation you can think of. Our heart, our motivation, our desire has great influence on how well we do our job. And as one who teaches, in whatever capacity it is, I think we do our job better when we keep in mind the outcome. The desired outcome are disciples of Jesus. The desired outcome is a transformed life. It's not simply filling a mind full of information. It's making disciples. And that's different than making converts. The disciple is one who learns and does. The convert is generally just someone that accepts what you say, follows it as truth. Disciple takes that next step and shares it. Is actively involved in being a disciple who makes disciples. And as God gives these instructions through his son Jesus to his disciples, and therefore to us, we're to make disciples as we go throughout the world. Disciples of all peoples, not excluding anyone. but being willing to share Jesus. We teach in obedience to all that Jesus commanded. We teach in obedience to living life that pleases and honors God, that lifts up Jesus as His Son, as the way, the truth, and the life. We go about life, and we ought to ask ourselves every morning, how do I represent Jesus today? Maybe every evening, how did I represent Jesus today? What do I need to learn? What do I need to work on? We do teach with our words, but we typically teach more with our example. It's our example that empowers our words. If, for many people, if they can't see how those teachings help us, they're just words. The Bible makes it clear that as believers in Jesus, as children of the living God, we are not excluded from the sufferings of this world. We're not excluded from sickness and job loss and death, heartache. But we ought to be better prepared for it. We have a hope that lies beyond all of the sickness and death and heartache that this world brings. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We look forward to that prize that awaits all who are found faithful. And as we focus on making disciples, we point people to Jesus. And we ask them to point people to Jesus. And the cycle continues because we've taught well. The outcome that we desire is not just for ourselves, it's for others. God's concern for the family, for the individuals of life, has always been present. As He would speak to His children coming out of Egypt and heading into the promised land, He would consistently tell them to tell this to your children and your children's children and their children. That disciple-making process that always looks for that next generation. And it may be a generation by age, it may be a generation by spiritual birth. But whatever it is, our teaching of God's Word, our teaching of the hope that lies within us, our teaching of truth ought to rise above content and involve character. Oh, the content's important. Don't get me wrong about that. But discipleship, hearing, seeing, doing. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the greatest disciple maker of all times, and that's Jesus. He not only practiced it, He not only called these 12 to be with Him, but He gave the instructions, He gave the preparation, He gave the teaching that they too would go and make disciples. they would teach in such a way that those who were learning would be prepared and equipped to also make disciples. And so God, today, as we consider whatever element of life that we teach in, perhaps it's our home, perhaps it's our workplace, or our school, or perhaps it's our occupation. May we keep in mind the outcome that you desire. And Father, I do thank you for those who teach occupationally, who preach and teach within the churches, who teach in our schools, who homeschool and teach at home, who take on that role in a more formal way than perhaps others might. May you fill them with the ability to not only convey the knowledge that needs to be understood, the instruction and material that ought to be taught, but Father, give them that extra ability to do it in a way that disciples, that trains for practical application. Father, for all of us, may we keep the goal in mind. May we never lose sight of the outcome that you desire, that all people would come to repentance, come to know you, and put their faith in the living God. And God, as we teach as those who make disciples, may we lift up Jesus as the one that we follow, as the ones our disciples sought to follow. Father, as we lift up Jesus, may he draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.